Welcome to the Material World Manifestation Podcast. I'm your host, Cher Enya, a certified hypnotist and mindset coach. This podcast is here so that you can start making massive quantum leaps. I'll be sharing a decade of manifestation and mindset tips that have allowed me to set up my sole purpose business, quit my 9-to-5, transform my identity, and start creating a life that gives me internal and external freedom, as well as true happiness and fulfillment. You can expect in-depth teachings, guided visualizations, and actionable steps, because you can't just daydream about a limitless life. You must co-create it through intention, energy, and getting unapologetic about what you want. It's time for you to manifest a life even better than what is on your vision board. So let's get into this episode.
So you know, there are a lot of people out there talking about manifestation. I'm one of them. And some people make it out to be a spiritual process, some make it out to be a mindset process, a magical process. It really doesn't matter. I think it's useful to define what manifestation is for you, because remember, there's no truth. You literally get to decide what you believe is useful for you in any given moment. And manifestation is a super unique and individual process, even though many of the steps of manifesting are the same for everyone. And we're going to dive into this today, because there are a lot of people out there who will seemingly be able to manifest things very quickly and very effortlessly. And there have been specific things in my life that I have manifested very quickly and effortlessly. For me, those things that I have asked for and received have all had one massive, huge thing in common with each other. And that was, I had absolutely nothing telling me it wasn't possible. These things I decided that I wanted, I spoke them out loud, and I just trusted that they were there. Like, that was it. And funnily enough, the more aware I have become, the slower my manifestations have become. You know, I'm always going to be super honest with you. And the bigger they have felt, the harder they have felt for me, and the more work there has been to do around them. The key things that I have manifested over the years really came to me when I wasn't actually that aware of myself and my thoughts and things like that. But there are a lot of people who will tell you that manifesting things just get to be easy and quick. And I want you to know, and I want you to be aware, that what you hear and see isn't always the entire reality or situation. So you are always, right from the off, going to only get a piece of their story. So when you're listening to someone telling you how they always manifest what they want, they always get what they want, or they've manifested this, or they've manifested that, and then they are sharing a process with you and they are getting you to try and get the same result by following the same process that they did, yes, you may get the same result. Absolutely, you might. But then you might not. You might not. And nothing is ever going to be exactly the same as someone else, even if you're trying to get the same thing. The timings will always be different. The level of ease will always be different. And this isn't to say that it will always be harder, because it might be easier. You might find that you can manifest something far easier than someone else can. Or you might find that you go to try and manifest something and it's slower or it's more challenging. And this isn't because you're doing it wrong. I think there are so many people talking about manifestation, which is wonderful and amazing, but there's not many people actually saying this. And I think that's because many, many people will tell you it's very, very easy. And it can be easy, depending on what it is you're manifesting and who it is that is manifesting that thing. And it all depends exactly on that, what you're manifesting and who it is that's manifesting and what they've been through and what they've experienced and what they've lived through and what they haven't been through. These are all contributing factors in the manifestation process. And I will say, manifestation is almost a one-size-fits-all process. But the timings, the effort, the work that's required, that's not one-size-fits-all. That's going to be very individual, very unique to every single one of us. Therefore, yes, you can say the manifestation is one size fits all. And you can follow the same step-by-step process that someone else is following. It doesn't mean you're going to have the same result because you've lived a completely different life. And you can listen and learn from other people and how they have manifested certain things, but do not just assume that it will work for you just like that or just in the way it worked for them. No matter how convincing they sound. And this isn't necessarily that things are going to be harder, okay? I don't want you to assume from what I'm saying that manifestation is always going to be harder than what someone is making it out to be. That's not the case, but it will always be different. So when you're learning from other people or myself about manifestation or changing your life, or particularly manifestation, because I think, again, like I said at the very start of this episode, the interpretation is so open to what you decide it to be for you. And manifestation is going to mean something different depending on who you're talking to. So you can listen to manifestation tips, manifestation podcasts, manifestation videos, but just assume that it might be slightly different for you than it was for the person speaking. Not harder, different. It might even be easier, but it's still going to be different. Because I feel where so many people get let down by manifestation is that they do expect it to be easy. And they might be led to believe that it will be the same result for them as it was for the person they're learning from. So from this perspective that I'm sharing with you today, I'm going to say that manifestation is mostly coming from your mind. And I'm not saying that's true. I'm just saying that that's the perspective we're going to use for today, is that manifestation is a mind process. Mind is causing you to take specific action that results in manifesting what you want. Now, do I believe that there is something greater at play in the manifestation process? Yes, I do. For some examples that I've had, there have been very interesting synchronicities. But today we're looking at the mindset part of it. And when it comes to manifesting, the action you take is going to cause the manifestation to happen. But the action you take is going to be determined on the history you have, the memories you have, the experiences you've lived through, the beliefs you have. And that's where this thing gets a little bit cloudy, because no one's lived your life. No one. There might be people who have lived through similar things to you, but nobody has lived your life minute by minute other than you. And your life minute by minute has created the beliefs that you have and the perceived limitations you might have. So you've got to take everyone else's perspective and ideas on this is how you manifest and this is how long it should take, and if you're not getting it, you're doing it wrong, blah, 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 blah. You've got to take that with a grain of salt, because nobody's lived your life, and the memories, experiences, beliefs you have are going to impact in some way the action you take, and the action you take is going to be the thing that brings in the manifestation. So that might be someone who has manifested the car that you want. Let's just say this for an example. And they tell you, right, I manifested this car. Here are the steps that I took to bring in the manifestation. And those steps might be super useful. And you follow those steps, but you don't get the car. And then you wonder where you're going wrong. Many people I see don't question external things. They begin to question themselves. They begin to feel like there's something wrong with themselves. It can't be the process that's wrong, or it can't be this that's wrong or that that's wrong. It must be me that's wrong. And then all of a sudden, you're in this spiral because, well, someone else is telling you it should be this way and you're doing it that way and it's still not working for you. I'm here to tell you today that every single person has lived a different life to you. So that example I shared where someone has a car that you want, they've manifested the car and they are telling you the steps. Well, they've lived a completely different life to you. They have a completely different belief system to you. They've also done different inner work than you have. And they're going to have addressed different things to what you may have addressed. So their results are always going to be different to you. And that same person might tell you, well, I've manifested this car, but it's impossible to manifest £100,000 in 30 days because it was for them. But for you, you might go ahead, try it and actually do it. So what I'm getting at here is there might be people out there that are manifesting the things you want or seemingly manifesting the things that you want. You don't know the full picture. You don't know what's happened up until that point for them to get there. They may not have had things easier than you, okay? We're not falling into the victim mindset. We're not falling into the, well, it's okay for them because they haven't been through this or they haven't been through that. No. We're not doing that. But understand that they might manifest things in a seemingly more easy way than you. You might manifest something faster than them in an easier way than them because you've lived different lives. The results are always going to be different. The process might be very similar. But when we're dealing with the subconscious mind, with all of the subconscious beliefs and conditioning and everything else that's going on in there, well, that's a whole nother world. And there's going to be all sorts of funky shit going on for every single person in existence, whether you're trying to manifest £100 or whether you are on a yacht in the Caribbean trying to manifest your next billion. There's still going to be some funky shit going on. So yes, I want you to be inspired by other people's success. I want you to learn as much as you can, whether that's from someone else, from me, whoever. I want you to learn and to be inspired. But I do not want you to expect this to be copy and paste from them to you. So that all you need to do is implement this, 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 and this, and it works. From my experience, personally, and the clients that I've worked with, it's not the case because there is no one that's lived your life. Every word, every experience, every event up until this point, like I said, on a minute-by-minute basis, has created you. The person listening to this today with your beliefs, your perceived limitations, your way of thinking, your perspective. I mean, I could walk all around the earth. I'd never come across someone like you. So how can we expect a 5-step manifestation process to work for you, me and someone else, if we're trying to all manifest the same thing, it's not going to work. We're going to come up against different hurdles and different things. The five steps that we follow will probably be the same, but the hurdles we come up against, the blocks we come up against, are going to be completely different. So let's say you plan to go paddleboarding for the first time. Let's say you'd never been paddleboarding and you tell your friend and your friend says, oh, paddleboarding is so hard. You are going to struggle. I kept falling in. When I was trying to paddleboard, I couldn't even stand up. It was so wobbly. It was so hard. Make sure you get used to the board first. Stay on your knees. Don't even attempt to stand up. It is so hard. And if you don't know any other perspective, you might go into that experience paddleboarding for the first time prepared and ready to find it really hard, believing it's going to be hard. And then what happens is you very likely find it hard. Not always, but likely you will if you have no other perception of paddleboarding, because we're all just sharing from our own perspectives and our own experiences always. And they're going to be very different depending on who you're talking to. But with things like paddleboarding or clay pigeon shooting, right? I went away on this work trip once. We went clay pigeon shooting. I'd never been clay pigeon shooting, but I knew I wanted to be good at it. I was determined to be good. And other people were doing it, and some people were okay, some people were really bad. And I went in with the mindset of, I want to do this and I want to be good. Let me tell you, I didn't miss. I didn't miss. I believed I was going to be good and I was shit hot. And these experiences, like I said, paddleboarding, clay pigeon shooting, or other experiences that are more lighthearted, we are likely to have less blocks around them. We might just have beliefs around them of how we expect the experience to be based on our belief system, based on experiences before. So in my perspective, you have beliefs and then you have subconscious blocks. I believe they're different. So when it comes to paddleboarding or clay pigeon shooting or swimming or horse riding or whatever it is, likely you're going to just have surface level beliefs. These surface level beliefs are easier to pre-frame and shift and change. So if someone tells you it's going to be hard, you might believe it's going to be hard. Therefore, your experience is hard. Someone tells you it's easy, your experience will probably be easier. And it's the same for manifestation. When people are telling you it's easy, you might find it is easy, which is incredible. Which is why I don't want to tell you to stop believing it's easy, because that is absolutely not what I'm telling you. Believing it will be easy will get you a lot further than believing it's going to be hard. And these things that you manifest or try to manifest into your life with the mentality that this is going to be easy, and the only thing you need to do is clear a few limiting beliefs that are quite surface level that you can shift and clear yourself with a journal. The issue that I see is that some things that you will try to manifest, it doesn't matter what it is, because it's going to be different for all of us. Usually it's money. These type of things are usually where the deep subconscious blocks are. And these subconscious deep rooted blocks are from your childhood, are from your family, are from your country or your culture, blocks that were formed the minute you were born. And some things from your childhood, some beliefs, even though they feel deep, they're still fairly surface level. And you can clear them. But these deep blocks, the deep rooted things, in my experience, they're very hard to shift without using subconscious reprogramming techniques like I love rapid resolution therapy. And I see this is where the problem comes up with manifestation and step-by-step processes, is that yes, step-by-step processes and believing things get to be easy is great. It's a great strategy to manifest certain things. But then there are going to be some things that you try to manifest where it's not just surface level beliefs. These blocks are running far deeper. And it's almost like you are trying to manifest something. Let's take money, for example. You're trying to manifest a specific amount of money, or you're trying to generate a specific amount of money through your business, let's say. And it's almost like you're destined not to have it, because no matter how much you try, it doesn't work. It just doesn't manifest. It just doesn't come. And that's when I see problems arising from people who are listening to others who have manifested what they want easily and effortlessly, and they're saying it's easy and effortless, yet you're trying to do it and you cannot do it, no matter how much you are journaling, no matter how much you are tapping. No matter how much you are doing your affirmations or whatever it is that you're doing, it's just not coming. They're blocks from my perspective. And then you think there's something wrong with you. Or like I said, you start to feel, well, maybe I'm just not destined to have this thing. Maybe this is my life. Usually this is the big things, okay? Like the big things that will literally change your life. So manifesting a holiday or manifesting sales in your business in a month or something like that can feel really good. It can feel really fun, but these things aren't necessarily quantum leaping you into another lifestyle completely. You know, just going on a really nice holiday and manifesting the holiday or manifesting the money to book the holiday, just doing that, yes, it's going to be an amazing experience, but it's not life changing. It's not putting you on a completely different path. But when you want to hit massive income goals consistently that you've not hit before, and you want to maintain them every month, or you want to meet the love of your life, or you want to move to another country, and that is what you're trying to manifest, and it's not happening, those things I tend to find through my experience are the things that need that deeper reprogramming other than just surface level limiting belief clearing in a journal. So if you've been trying to manifest something that is going to shift and change the entire trajectory of your life, and you've been at it for a long time, and you've been getting frustrated, or maybe even getting triggered by other people telling you how simple it is, and then you start questioning if this is just your destiny, or if you maybe you just have bad karma, or you're being punished, or if there's just something wrong with you, I'm here to tell you that it's not the case. It is not the case. If you've been trying to manifest or create a life that is very different to the one you're living now, and it's just not working, there is nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. And I do want to put a caveat in here. I ain't the type of manifestation person that's gonna just tell you these things just happen. I'm not going to tell you that you're just going to receive a random inheritance from someone you've never known, even though that did happen to my dad when I was little. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that let's just try and manifest a lump sum of money from someone you don't even know just appearing in your bank account. I'm not going to do that. That's just not how I roll. What I will ask is, if you've been trying to manifest something life-changingly big, have you been taking the necessary steps to bring it into your reality? For example, if you want to earn 100K months, well, have you set up a business where that's possible? If you have set up a business, is it possible in your business? Do you have the infrastructure to bring that money into your business. Or if you don't have a business and you want to earn 100K months, are you in a career where that's actually possible? Are you doing the necessary investing that you might need to bring that in? Or whatever it is that you might need to do to create a channel that actually allows that level of money into your life. If you have opened up necessary channels and you have put energy into those channels consistently and you've been showing up consistently and everything is set up for £100,000 months to actually happen in your life and you've been doing it and it's not working, then I'd say there's something deeper going on that would be useful to clear at a subconscious level. Again, not with your journal, not with tapping, not with whatever else method you're using, the 369 method or the scripting. This surface level stuff, I mean, I don't even know what 369 is. And I don't even think you can call that a surface level, but like scripting or visualizing or journaling or whatever. In my perspective, these are surface level methods. And I'm not saying they don't work because I think they're amazing and I think they're very powerful and they will work to clear the surface level stuff, even if the surface level stuff feels deep. We're going in with a journal, we're clearing it, and we like that. We like it when it gets to be easy. But if you are going through something and it's just not coming and it's just not working and you are doing everything right consistently, sometimes we gotta go in with the big guns. We gotta clean you out properly. We gotta clean out that gunk properly. I want you to think of a hot tub. Okay, those things, they're gunky. Yeah, I love a hot tub. Don't get me wrong, but there's a lot of levels to cleaning a hot tub. So you've got your hot tub, you can get your fishing net and you can fish out the leaves and the bugs and stuff that have fallen in. Okay, so that's very surface level cleaning out the gunk. Then the next level of cleaning that hot tub is putting the chemicals in the water, and that's cleaning the water out a bit more. Then you've got the deepest clean of the hot tub, which is just pulling out the plug, emptying the thing out, flushing it all out, going in, scrubbing it, and refilling it back up. These are the layers of clearing out the gunk from you. When it comes to manifesting, some of it's going to be very surface level. Some of it's going to be surface level, but it's a bit deeper. You can still do it on your own. And some of it, it's not shifting on its own. You need to call in the professionals. And I can sit and say this because there have been specific things on my journey I couldn't touch. I couldn't do it alone. I needed subconscious reprogramming, rapid resolution therapy. It needed to just be shifted for me. And that is why I am trained in rapid resolution therapy, so that I can do this for you. You don't need to do it alone if you get stuck. So when someone is telling you how easy it is, and you aren't finding it that easy, don't be hard on yourself, because you have no idea how much work that person has actually done or how much work they've had done on themselves, how many times they've had their hot tub flushed out and refilled, or how many times they have cleared out the gunk themselves. You don't know. So they might find it easy. They might believe it to be easy. It might have been very easy for them. It might not. You might try it. It might be even easier for you, but then it might not. It's just going to be a different experience. Yes, manifestation, we can call it one size fits all. There are specific steps, but equally, no one's lived your life. No one's lived someone else's life. our experience when it actually comes to how things come into our reality is going to be completely unique. I would love to know your thoughts. Come and message me on Instagram. That's the easiest place to message me because I want to know if you've experienced this yourself. So come and tell me. I'm always hearing from some of you every single week and it makes me so, so happy. So don't be a stranger. And I have a very exciting episode coming for you on Monday. So keep a listen out for that one. I love you so much. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please let me know you loved it by leaving a review. And make sure you are following me on TikTok and Instagram so we can be friends. You'll find me at I Am Cher Enya. I love you so much. Keep up your progress. And I will see you in the next episode.